Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia City Council has advanced two bills connected to the proposed Sixers Arena on Market Street. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Can we take a roll call vote?
Councilmember Squilla.
Aye.
The vote on the bills came after several hours of public testimony in opposition to the arena, but they were still voted out of the committee of the whole 10-3. Among the no votes were Councilmembers Jamie Gauthier and Rue Landau, who said they are undecided, but Landau said they still have questions.
For the unanswered questions and the lack of support and financial resources for the impact of the communities, I'm a nay.
The bills on their own don't advance the project. They permit creation of an arena services district and removal of the site from the fashion district's financing arrangement, two things that won't happen unless there's an actual arena. So the bill's sponsor, Mark Squilla, says he doesn't consider it a sign the more substantive bills will pass with the same level of support.
There's still a lot of work still to do, and we still have a week of hearings, and it'll be decided at that point.
Squilla says he wants to amend the legislation to make sure the 76ers provide transit passes with tickets until it reaches the goal of 40% of fans taking public transportation. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man accused of committing three gunpoint robberies in the past week is off the streets and in Philadelphia police custody. KYW's Justin Nudo reports.
47-year-old Tyree Hatch committed three robberies at three stores in 3 days, keeping a Northeast Philadelphia neighborhood in fear. That's according to Police Captain James Kearney, who says that second robbery at the Cloud 9 smoke shop sent a man to the hospital.
There was a struggle that occurred over the gun, and one shot was fired, striking the employee in the left calf.
That man was taken to the hospital in stable condition, according to Captain Kearney, who says those robberies occurred this past Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at smoke shops at Castor and Cotman Avenues. And after the third robbery and a positive identification on the suspect, police followed him to a house where a barricade situation ensued.
The male then decided to exit the house and surrender. Evidence from all three robberies were recovered.
He says Hatch has six priors and the gun he used in the robberies was stolen.
2 days away from Thanksgiving, we're extremely thankful to get this guy off the street and in custody.
Kearney adds Hatch, who was able to get a little more than $1,000 total, a cell phone and vape accessories, has admitted to all three of the robberies. At police headquarters, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Holiday sales have been going on since October, but a lot of people are planning to take advantage of Thanksgiving weekend shopping deals. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
More shoppers are expected to take part in Cyber Monday rather than Black Friday or Small Business Saturday this year.
We found that 59% of U.S. adults are likely to buy something on Cyber Monday. That's ahead of Black Friday, which was 53%. And Small Business Saturday, which was 50.
With Thanksgiving in late November, Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman explains shoppers got an early start this year.
Half of holiday shoppers began making purchases before October 31st. Retailers have really leaned into this trend with a lot of early promotions.
Rossman says more people are expected to use a cell phone than a computer to make online purchases.
Yeah, some people get up early and hit the stores, but there are a lot of online deals on Black Friday, too. It's becoming harder to distinguish that from Cyber Monday, other than just the day of the week.
Rossman says small businesses struggling from inflation could be in for some relief, as 59% of millennials and Gen Zers say they plan to buy something on Small Business Saturday. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's a decades-long holiday tradition for the Philadelphia Police Department. Operation Thanksgiving delivers hundreds of dinner boxes for families across the city. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has the story.
It's just a great way to give back to our community.
Music filled the parking garage at the corner of 15th and Callow Hill Streets as Philadelphia Police Officer Mitchell reported to his turntables, pumping up the volume and holiday cheer as dozens of officers joined Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel in filling more than 400 Thanksgiving dinner boxes to feed various families in all 20 police districts across the city. And Commissioner Bethel was at the heart of the assembly line, making sure each box was filled with turkeys and all the ingredients for that Thanksgiving meal.
That's what it's all about. out, right? I mean, there's a family today that's going to get food that they probably had not an opportunity to have a meal. And what better gift to give to that?
Andy says it was personal because department employees pitched in more than $12,000 and Brown Superstores donated nearly $1,400 to cover the cost of the dinner boxes. Bethel says Philly needs the help and this team sincerely wanted to answer the call.
One of the poorest cities in America, large cities in America, be able to find food for families, a great way to give back to our community.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.